This is the Real BS Show on a rainy, relaxing kind of day. Kind of cold out, too.
That's very right.
Getting ready for winter time. So let's just listen to some relaxing rainy day music and change things a little bit.
There we go.
All right. You want to do the whole day like that?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go.
In the spring of 1949, that's when I crossed the county line. It's there I saw in Seneca Creek a girl named Ruth who washed her feet. I told her my name was R.C. Ferris, that I'd marry her with half a care. She said, I do, but no stone can reach the pretty and shine of this here creek. The mud was deep and the roads were wide. We'd retreat and then retake the lines. Korean winters had torn me down and killed all the boys from my hometown. But I'm coming home, Ruth, my dear. I got money in my pocket, don't you fear. We'll build a life by Seneca Creek. You'll have everything you'll ever need. Let's build a home by Seneca Creek and raise ourselves a family. I'll work on the farm, you'll work the store. We'll have everything we'd ever hoped for. With the top of a mountain above our heads and the roar of Seneca by the bed. Seneca
ever hoped for.
with the top of a mountain above our heads, and the roar of synagogue by the bay, synagogue.
Well, this is the Real BS Show. You know, it's windy out, too.
Kind of windy, yeah.
Yeah, I like the wind. I open my bedroom window and listen to the trees, the wind blowing through the trees in the woods there. It's really neat.
Especially at nighttime.
Yeah. Throw some extra wood in the fire and open a window.
It's kind of relaxed, you know. It's something beautiful about hearing the trees clacking against each other.
Well, it's nice to have a giant pile of wood, too, to choose from. So
that's true.
I don't care about that.
No.
If I was burning propane or something, I would definitely not do that.
But no, yeah.
It rocks me to sleep.
At nighttime, I hear, with my window open, I'll hear the trees just hitting each other from the wind, you know. Or if you're out there in the woods during when it's windy out, you'll hear the trees clacking against each other because there's no leaves on it.
You know? It's just a nice breeze, nice sound, the wind blowing through the trees. It's nice. It's really nice. I'm lucky. There's no traffic, nothing. You know,
right.
I don't hear anything else.
Right.
Just that. So.
Not even a train sound once in a while? Do you ever hear a train going through?
Very, 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 very seldom. Yeah. Helicopters and airplanes maybe, but not that much.
Right.
Not that much. So I'm lucky. Really nice, restful sleep. That's for sure.
Yeah, you ever drive by places where there's like a highway and their houses are right near the highway? I always think about they live next to a train crossing, like it's crossing the road, and so their train has to blare its horn. I can't imagine living in places like that.
Well, and they spend a lot of money on their houses, too. I don't know. I got a little house, and it's just fine.
Right.
You know, it's 5 minutes and you vacuum the whole place.
right. That's the way to live.
Exactly. That's just bare minimum, you know.
I think having a huge house is like, it's someone's choice. That's their choice to do it. I'm not against it. You can have your big house. I don't like having a big house.
You know, if you can afford it, do it. You know, it's up to you.
When I was a kid, maybe it's just from, you know, I'm not being lazy when I say this, but it's more of, I'm not attracted at all to the idea of how to clean all these little trinkets my mother used to have around the house. And so she would have us dust, and I still dust and stuff, but I don't have to move all these trinkets and dust them and then dust the trinkets and then have to change the trinkets from Christmas to fall. And
you know, I cleaned the windows right in my living room there.
Right.
It's really super clean.
Right.
Now the birds are running into the windows. Bam. I don't know how. I didn't see any dead ones yet.
Right.
I'm sure they got some headaches out there.
I'm sure that's disturbing to most birds. They look at a window.
Yeah, wham, right into the window. Wow. Yeah. Glad it's not them big crows. They probably break the window.
Yeah.
But, I'm lucky. I really am lucky. And getting old, I like the peace and quiet.
And you get to see the nature and... You know, you see wildlife.
Deer running around and turkey and occasional this or that. You know, it's just nice to see.
Right.
But, and you know, I got lots of logs to cut up and split up and stack up and everything.
And that's keeping you busy too, right?
Yeah, it keeps you healthy, I think. You know, I had a 6-month doctor visit and I said, well, you take my blood. And I said, but you never tell me nothing. I said, am I deficient in something or other? He said, no, you're perfect.
Yeah.
Just keep it up.
Yeah, you should have got that written down.
Well.
And frame it.
No matter what he says, doesn't matter because what's going to happen is going to happen. So.
Right.
But, he's not looking for work, so I guess he's he's pretty busy. He don't need another patient that needs help.
Right.
So he's happy with me, and I said, well, that's good to hear. So 74 going on 21.
There you go. That's the truth, isn't it?
I don't know. I get up some mornings. I feel pretty old. you know, pretty creaky.
You said that to me a long time ago. I think it was like 5 years ago that you still feel like you're 21 in your head.
Well, I act like I'm 21.
Well, yeah. I know what you mean, but I feel that way too in a lot of ways that my mind really, you know, yeah, I have more experience and you have more experience than when you were 21, but really, you still feel it. And everyone says that to me. They still feel like they're 21 in a lot of ways if you think about it.
Well, you still want to do this and you want to do, well, I don't want to do anything anymore.
Right.
I could sit like yesterday. I just sit in the chair waiting for the next guy to show up with his trailer and sit out there in the sun and just soak up that vitamin D.
Oh,
perfect. I mean, just beautiful.
The one day it was 77 degrees and now we were down to like 40. That's just crazy to me.
40's not too bad either.
No, not compared to what we're going to be.
Yeah, but it's chilly. Yeah, it's. I don't know. I like the wind in the trees and stuff, and that's what puts me to sleep.
There's something also going back to being 21 in your mind is you also see it in other people how over time you've seen people go, you know, pass away and time flies and time starts getting faster and faster. I'm noticing that as well. Like the days go by super fast.
Seems like it, yeah.
And it's like when I was younger, the day used to go a long time, and I could sit there and, you know, like, geez, I want it to be over with. And now I'm like, slow down, please, you know, because the whole day, I wake up and boom, the day's over with already. And I'm like, where did the day go? I'm like, I had so many things I had to get done.
Well, that's the way, just to sit there in peace and quiet and soak up some vitamin D and that's the way to slow things down.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I'm 74. I deserve to slow down. I don't have to do everything.
There was a study that just came out yesterday, or maybe a week ago, but I read it yesterday. And it talked about how people can find more peace if they're outside in nature. Whereas today, if you're inside all the time, always on a computer, always on a mobile device, always watching TV, that you'll become more depressed. And they did. It's a huge study. It had a good number of participants in it.
Well, it depends what you're watching, too.
But the whole thing about being in nature, there's truth to it, I think. There's just not this one study that said that, but there's many that have said it, that what you're doing is actually more better for your mental health than what other people are doing right now.
Well, I need that. We all need some mental health.
Right. But you know, the health, nature thing is true. We're made to be in there, you know, into nature. Now we replaced the fireside, you know, having fire in front of our eyes and telling stories around a fire with watching a TV and having them tell us a story. Because that's what all TV is just someone telling us a story, you know?
Well, I can't watch TV. Commercials just drive you friggin' nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just lying and lying and lying. And, it's just everything's BS.
There's an agenda for things, yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, sometimes some of those commercials, you don't even know what they're advertising.
Right.
By the time you're done, you know, what the heck were they selling? Jeez.
Yeah. And then some of the medicine, they sit there and go through, they'll advertise that medicine and then spend more time talking about all the side effects than the actual ad.
If you feel like you're dying, then quit taking it.
Yeah. My favorite one was a depression medication that could cause suicidal thoughts. And I thought, wait a second here. Don't you see some issues with that? You know, that you're advertising this medication. And then in there, you're saying it could cause suicide. That's a little odd. You'd think that they would have thought the kind of the irony of that before they made the ad.
Well, I don't know. Most of those medications you can't even pronounce. You know, they got all these wacky, wild names.
It's Latin or Greek names they do.
It's like they're making up diseases sell another piece of medicine.
I do think there's some good medicine out there, but there's a lot of snake oil salesmen that we have to be careful about. And I'm not anti-science. I'm just pro-logic here pro-science that we have to test things because there's some medications that are extremely dangerous and we're giving them to people. A lot of the SSRIs are beneficial to some people, but they shouldn't be prescribing them to the level they are to the, you know, general public. It's a little concerning how much they are. But That's a different story. This is a rainy day, Bill.
Yeah, let's play a couple songs in a row that they got the same flavor, you know, yeah. The same.
Yeah, it's just kind of a chill. Same,
I don't know, acoustic guitar picking in or yeah. Whatever.
Yeah,
and good singers. I like the songs that are.
Yeah, this is got and these up. Are all new artists. This is nothing old at all. This is like, you know, people say country's dead, and it's like, yeah, there's a lot of wallet chain pop country that's junky, but these guys. The reason we went through these songs, I had to have Bill listen to some of them before we played them, is some of them just had that vibe from the 70s and the 60s of country music from the then, you know?
Yeah, it's a little different, something different, you know? Right. So, on that note, let's serenade everybody with a couple of rainy, relaxing kind of songs.
From this desert sea, Lord, I think that the devil might be after me. I don't wanna waste my integrity. I'm just a man living a one night stand. I'll tell you what I need. Oh, Black Creek, take me to that place. Wash my sins away. Whoa, Black Creek, take me to that place. Wash my sins away. Just a little taste. That's all I need. Fruitful harvest and a wicked garden of a forbidden tree. A simple scheme for a dozen fate. Simple as it may be, it's more than I can take. Oh, Black Creek, take me to that place. Wash my sins away. Black Creek, take me to that place. Wash my sins away. And then nothing to lose and lost. But I don't want to be found. The info me could be coming real soon. I'd like a glass of tea mixed with this ass of fresh fruit and a real high ground. Oh, Black Creek, take me to that place. Wash my sins away. Black Creek, take me to that place. Wash my sins away. Won't you wash my sins away? Across the floor, and I've been missing you and more. Beating up my heart, chase the framing in my chest. I'm falling more and more. Now I don't mind being poor. When When I'm with you, I pity all the kings of the world. Times are getting hard, good is getting red. You and me and the babies have them all the time, I swear. We don't mind the shit folks talk, we're just keeping our eyes locked. They can watch us chase those dreams they never even dared. We've got time, dear. You're the girl I knew back when. Don't you love, dear? I'm the boy who's always been in love with you to the end. I'd do it all again.
Show when we're live downtown Union City
in the rain
beautiful
in the wind
Union City, very beautiful.
There's still a few leaves up there blowing around.
Yes, there is. Yeah, it's a amazing thing watching that the leaves fall and how quick.
You ever wonder how many thousands of dollars they spend on that street sweeper? Sweeping up the leaves and putting them in bags and then somebody taking them away and all that crap.
Yeah. You can sit there and use it for mulch. Your own stuff.
It makes good fertilizer. Yeah. Just leave it alone.
Just kind of, you know,
you
shred
mow it if you want with your mower.
Yeah, shred it up. And that's what I do is the pine needles. I sometimes rake the pine needles, and I use that as a, what do they call that, like a mulch around the trees. Look, man, I think it personally looks nice. I don't know. Maybe it's my
feels maybe. Nice when you lay on it, too.
Oh, yeah, I bet. A little sticky.
When it's dry out.
Yeah. You know. That's something interesting about pine trees is how much sap is in them. I never realized until I cut a branch off one time and how much sap came out of it, you know?
Well, that's where they get creosote.
That's true.
So that's a good thing. Shoot. Well, it's being as lazy day as it is, we could just play a couple more songs.
Yeah.
Lazy day a little bit more. I guess the last of the songs you got are a little bit louder, a little bit stronger.
After these two, the next two are more soft again. And then after that, we'll get a little bit more kind of excited, you know, awake.
We don't want to get too carried away. We got a good 24 hours of rain or so coming. So,
yeah,
it looks pretty awesome.
You probably could play this show like 24 times, you know, and this fill your whole day.
Yeah. People couldn't handle us for 24 hours.
Probably not.
You got things to do.
Yeah.
We don't, but they do.
Well, yeah. It's our day off, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. Union break.
All right. Well, this is the Real BS Show. We're going to play a couple more songs, so stay tuned, and we'll see you on the other side.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those new eyes looked to me, born desire to live free. I'll show you how to dance in rain. Stretch your arms out like planes. Storms will come to pass. Every ceiling's made of glass. You've got strength enough to stand. Got your mama's strong right hand. If I go before my time, no, you hold this heart of mine. Bend but do not break. Don't miss the habits that you shake. And dance in the rain. Walk with words from your old man. When I'm part of this land, hope you remember now. Dance in the rain, dance in the rain. Life will carve its lines in you, and much I know is true. Never walk the floor. Wish you well and so much more. I've shown you how to chase a dream with every fiber of your being. Scratch and claw with mad desire. Set those old growth hills on fire. If I go before my time, no. Break, don't miss the habits that you shake. And dance in the rain. Walk with words from your old man. When I'm part of this way, hope you remember now and then to dance in.
Cloud, I'm telling you, baby, these things eat at your bones and drive your young mind crazy. But when you place your head between my collar and jaw, I don't know much, but there's no weight at all. And I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Cause if I say I miss you, I know that you won't. But I miss you in the mornings when I see the sun. Something in the orange tells me we're not done. To you I'm just a man, to me you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? I poison myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare right the way the orange touches all things around. The grass, trees, and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around. Need to hear you say you've been waiting all night. There's orange dancing in your eyes from bulb light. Your voice only trembles when you try to speak. Take me back to us dancing this wood used to creep. Just a man, to me you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? I poison myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare right the way the orange touches all things around. The grass, trees, and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around. To you I'm just a man, to me you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? I poison myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare out the way the orange touches all things around. The grass, trees, and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around. Please turn those headlights around.
Ah, there we go. The Real BS Show. And I have to tell you something, Bill. Last song... was by Zach Bryan. And that song reminds me of my grandparents. So there was a time that they went through a rough patch. And I don't know, just had something, you know, they stayed together until they both passed away. But there was tough times in their marriage. And you think about it, you know, growing up, you always thought the older people had it together. You know, they had it, you know, figured out. But still, they had rough patches. And it kind of gave me a realization that you never really figure it out 100%. You know, no one ever does, you know. Some do better than others. They find a good match and they can work it out together, but relationships require work. You just don't get married and that's the end of it. You have to both put effort into it. And it's no criticism to my grandparents, but it's something as an example. It kind of taught me a lesson. And so that song kind of has that.
I think everybody has their ups and downs,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's normal.
Even though they look fine and dandy, but you know that there's times when they disagree about something.
Oh, sure. Here's another one. You always see the ones on Facebook or social media. They're always posting about how everything's so great in their marriage and everything, and how this and that. They're always boasting.
That's why I don't do Facebook.
Right, but those
I don't do anything really.
Those ones that do that all the time, that are always posting that, they actually have probably the worst marriages possible, and they end up divorced later on. There's actually been studies on that. So don't always believe what you see on social media. That's my view.
Well, a lot of folks don't get divorced. They just stay miserable their whole life.
Yeah, I know people like that. I've seen them married, and they married. They were married for like 40, 50 years, and they hate each other. Yes. Yeah.
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 I don't know how my parents ever, lasted. I really don't. My mom, it's a wonder my mom didn't just pack up and go
yeah.
a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
She didn't. Then she wanted to be buried with my dad. So yeah. that happened too.
It must have not been too bad.
They're fighting in heaven.
There you go.
Or wherever they went.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. It's you took the wrong turn. You didn't listen to the map.
Marvin, slow down. Jeez. Oh, boy. Mm. They had me one time. I was 14 years old. We went to a family reunion on the way back. It was late at night.
Yeah.
My dad was drunk or a hoodell. And my mom, she just put her foot down. She says, you drive. So she had me drive. I was 14. I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh, geez.
And I drove all the way home with our station wagon.
Oh, wow.
Dodging deer and everything else.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Holy catfish. But my dad was so screwed up, there's no way he could have done it.
Right, right.
Whew. So that was a good one there. Oh, boy. I don't know how they did it. They made it. They got all the way through it. But,
right.
Boy. But I guess hopefully I learned something from them.
Right. You know? I think you have. I mean, the values that you have seem to be instilled from decent parents. You know, I'm not saying they were perfect or anything.
Well, they made me go to church every weekend. Yeah. You know, they didn't go, but us kids had to go.
That's
you know?
A very similar story to both my parents. My mother, her parents just stayed at home. I'm thinking to make more babies, and they sent the kids to church as like a, here, you know, go.
Go to the babysitter.
Go to the babysitter, and my mother, my dad's side, his mother went to church with the kids, but the father stayed home.
The part I hated the most was getting there. You know, just you have to get all gussied up, and then you got to walk up there, and just, oh, no.
Yeah.
But when it was over, it felt great.
Yes.
Oh, wow, it's like a new day. You know? I don't know if it was, it couldn't have been the preacher, because he was, you know, he was one of my dad's drinking buddies, you know, so I mean, saw him at the Waterford Hotel all the time.
He was,
you know, Clinton Patchett, he was, I think, what the heck, am I taking information from this guy?
Right.
He goes to Sunday and prays for forgiveness and then screws up the rest of the week.
Right, right.
Boy.
I think that's kind of the humanities thing there, is we're all messed up in a lot of ways, you know?
I guess we all have our faults. You know,
sure, definitely. I think so.
You just try to cut back on the ones you got, you know.
Right. My thing is I look from the view that I have my faults, and I try to not make the world worse than it already is. Because it's not extremely horrible in the whole world, but you can make it a lot worse.
Well, you just got to look at yourself and say, well, how important are you?
Right,
you're not
right.
really that important. You know,
right.
If you fall over dead, the world's going to keep right on a chuck, and
exactly.
They won't even know you'd... We won't even know you're missing, you know.
But you can affect your local area by making things worse. You could be a jerk to every person you meet, and that just make everybody's day miserable and make things worse.
Well, then they avoid you.
Right.
Yeah, or you could run for mayor and just, you know, throw up every time you go to a council meeting.
Yeah.
Jeez, yeah. Oh, man.
Who want, you know, I mean, what's wrong with somebody saying, I just want everybody to leave me alone? You know, that's like, no, you have to be participating in society. And like, you know, but, you know, I think there's an old saying that if you meet an asshole in one asshole in a day, then you just met an asshole. But if everybody you meet is an asshole, then you are the asshole. And I live by that philosophy that's true.
I never heard that one.
It's a good one. It's true. And that's someone that told me, an old timer told me that. And he was like in his 90s, you know. And I found that to be very true.
And something's wrong with yourself.
Yeah, that's the truth. Instead of pointing the finger.
Probably true, yeah.
Because, I mean, if everybody you meet is an asshole, then no, you're probably the asshole, you know. And that's true. I found it to be true. Because you always hear people blaming, everyone's mean to me. Well, I think you might have a part of it. You have agency. You're not completely separate from what your actions are. You have to. You cannot separate yourself from the actions you do. If you treat people like crap, they're going to respond to that. You know.
Yeah.
So I just believe in do unto others how you want to be treated. You know. I don't want to harm anybody. I just
my new philosophy is keep your mouth shut.
Exactly. It's true.
Silence is golden.
Yeah, it's true.
Don't, nobody needs your 2 cents, so just shut up.
Right.
Stay out of the way.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, people have a lot of opinions these days, you know. This is why it's the BS show.
Yeah, right, right. We get to blow off some steam on Thursdays. All right, let's play a couple songs and
we'll cut the BS.
Yeah, right. Cut the BS. Yeah.
Want to put on that dress, hit all the bad boys like. I know your daddy ain't home, so ride with me tonight. You always wind up here in a puddle of tears. Them boys are out and they're angry and they're looking for blood. In the back of a blue old pickup truck. You've got nowhere to go, although you're all gussied up. There's so much whiskey in his coke, it'll make her nose spin. But she swears that his love is a damn godsend. She ain't known God since she was a child. She used to play in the yard and she would dream of one day. Till the world came around and took her dreaming away. Told her how to dress and act and smile. She's an Oklahoma smoke show. He's an asshole from back home. She'll never make it out alive. That small town bar scene where small vices kill your big dreams. He'd take you home, but he's too drunk to drive. You're a small town smoke show. Well, I've been here, I've been up all night, thinking about a life with you and I. One you'll never know, cause you're a small town smoke show. Put on that dress that all the bad boys like. I know your daddy ain't home, so ride with me tonight. You always wind up here in a puddle of tears. And boys are out and they're angry and they're looking for blood. In the back of a blue old pickup truck. You've got nowhere to go, although you're all gussied up.
Said I love you till I die. I can hear the bulls are coming to claim that they've been hunting. The son of a cowboy came to claim his daddy's right. And my baby, she's been crying at the thought of me dying. She knows there's no stopping a man and his foolish pride. Father was, and where he came from too. Open the gate, naked and bucking. Throw me on a hurricane and I'll ride it to the coast. You'll never know that your son came to do what you should have done. On a summer day a long time ago, top of Bull Name, the hell I go. So open the gate. I'm better than my father was, and where he came from too. Open the gates, I'm here to ride. To hell I go, with daddy by my side. Baby, they're crying in a belly that's been growing by day. And I know that my son will do what his father should have done a long, long time ago on a bull named Hell I Go. So open the gate. Better than his father was, where he came from too. Open the gates, easy to ride. To hell I go as calf, with daddy by his side.
Ah, there we go. The Real BS Show.
Yeah, we're coming down to the finish line here.
Yeah.
You got a couple more songs?
Yeah, couple more rainy songs, and we're going to have to head out.
Out in the rain?
Out in the rain.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's breezy, too.
Yeah.
Did I forget to tell you that?
Yeah, it's a little windy, but we'll do, you know, get the fire stoking.
Right. When I get home, I'll just throw some wood in the fire and cuddle up on the couch and let it wind blow all at once.
There we go.
Yeah, it's kind of nice that way. It helps you sleep.
Yeah. Don't forget to dance in the rain tonight.
I'm gonna be sleeping in the rain. Sleeping in the rain. So, did we cover all the bases today?
I think we did.
Yeah. There's not that many bases to cover,
no,
really.
Just an easy day, you know?
Yeah, right. Just keep it simple.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got a couple more songs. I guess, you know, we'll see you all next week. And, yeah. You know, probably next week it'll be snowing.
Yeah, hopefully.
Ooh, boy, I don't look forward to that. I got a couple truckloads of dirt. I got the driveway all fixed up, ready for wintertime, and got a truckload of dirt up by my house so I could. I buried my watershed.
Uh-huh.
So now the dirt goes up almost, well, about halfway or maybe more.
Right.
And just to keep it warmer in the winter, right. So inside there. So my candle heaters will do the job.
Oh, there you go.
And, I made some candle heaters. Those things are supposed to last 30 days.
Huh.
That's with that shortening in a mason jar.
Like a Crisco or something?
Yeah, yeah. Walmart's brand is half price.
Huh, there you go.
Or 33% off or something, I don't know. But, I think I'm all ready for, I got lots of wood stacked up and stored up, and I think I'm ready for the wintertime, but, boy, I just hate to see it come.
Yeah.
Of course, I'll get more days off. Once it gets super-duper cold out, then I say, screw that. I ain't going outside.
I don't blame you.
That's about it. You know, people have been calling for wood. And I kind of space it out so I don't have to do too much in one day.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah.
And I don't know. It's all going in the right direction.
That's true.
So I'll just hunker down for the wintertime and relax and look out the window.
Yeah, you might see something.
Throw some. I feel bad for the deer out there.
Yeah.
Man, they got to be freezing to death. I come home at night and they're all laying out there in the yard. Just laying down in the ground. It's like they're all comfy and everything.
Yeah. Usually they go into like brush and stuff and hide.
I said, geez. Now they're right out in the yard.
They must trust you a lot.
And then you drive past them and they don't move. They just look at you and you just drive right on past them. And geez. So they look happy, but I don't know, man. I'm thinking, ooh, boy, it's cold out there. So that's it for this week. And we'll see you all next week. And everybody stay healthy and be careful. And if you can't be careful, have fun, you know, or it's the other way around.
Yeah.
Be careful. I don't know. So anyways, we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Tied down with a full heart in my wild days from an early start. Fell hard at 22, landed softly right by you. I gasped for breath and mountain air drove across the plains with no cares. Chasing dreams like wildfire in my kid's eyes, I see that desire. First on me or you, under God, it's those baby blues. Gone away from time to time, but that don't mean I don't tie a line. Pull me back if I fall through, damn silver, damn gold too. They're pulling me from way back when. Time to the old Seneca sky.
Somewhere in Milwaukee,
There's snow covering concrete, and I still see you walking away. And I tried to say I'm sorry, and that frozen rain kept falling, and I couldn't find the words to make you stay. Choked up all that freezing wind, I bit my tongue until it bled, holding back the words till my lungs turned blue. And I still see